It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Don't you love that intro? Have you taken the time to really listen to that intro?
No.
It's very intricate. It's very detailed. We're here to talk about everything from restaurants to books, hair. I think it says hair in there. I think that was an Executive Cuts shout out.
Maybe.
We're going to talk about hair, really?
You could talk about hair.
I cannot talk about hair.
You can.
I could talk about my hair heydays.
You could talk
about it. I could talk about my heydays of hair.
Yes,
that's what first attracted me to you.
No, me to you.
Oh, that's right. You're right. It attracted you to me.
Right.
My hair.
Right.
Right. All right. Anyway, Trenton Waves, we're back again.
Yay.
Hey, what did you think of Rachel Cogsville last week?
I love her.
She was intense.
I know. And we had a great day yesterday, too, at the reveal, the big reveal.
The big reveal of the billboard.
On Prospect and Stuyvesant. Check it out.
Prospect and Stuyvesant.
Yes.
Yeah. You should go over there and check out that billboard. Mm-hmm. Get involved. Get empowered. Get real, as Rachel would say.
That's right.
So we look forward to having Octavia on, mm-hmm. who's the in charge of NEA. Not NEA.
National Education Association.
Not them.
Not that. It's Neighborhood.
Neighborhood Improvement Association. Right.
It's NIA.
Right. Not NEA.
Right.
So for you people out there taking notes, now you can just cross that off your list. So we have somebody with us today. First of all, he's the sexiest guy I've ever met in my life. He really is. Because he looks just like me. I love him. I already love him. And he wears sunglasses that makes him look like a Jewish lawyer.
No,
out of a Scorsese film. But it seems to work.
Don't be jealous because you can't.
Listen, let me tell you something. I just want to vent for a second. I had a pair of glasses that Robert Downey Jr. wore in Avengers Infinity War. The Edith glasses. The actual glasses that he wore.
Right.
I wore them. Then you didn't like them.
Because you look like a bald Jewish lawyer.
In the 70s.
In the 70s, right. Not even today.
Right.
From the 70s.
Or out of a Scorsese film.
Right.
Right. And I was prepared to
deal with...
You
should post that picture on our website so people can vote and say yes.
You know what?
Chris is right.
It's actually up there right now.
Oh, okay. So
check
it out.
So if you go to TrentonWaves.com and you click on today's guest, Joey Bayard. I'm calling him Joey Bayard. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care if it's Joe or Joey.
Maybe you should ask him if he likes that.
Hey, this is our show. I'll call him what I want.
I think I'll call you Sam.
Yeah, but my name is Ben, but you look like a Sam. It's on the site, TrentonWaves.com. Click on Joey Bayard's picture, and you'll see a picture of me. And you tell us, podcastia, what you think. Do I look bad in those glasses, or do they work?
Well, here's the thing. You don't have them anymore.
Wilfosky has them. He looks a hundred million times better. I don't know what that is. He's totally rocking those glasses.
Yes.
He really actually looks good.
Yes.
Anyway, our guest today, mm-hmm. we met in a very strange way.
We met today,
but you go back with him a long Facebook timeline on that.
Yes.
Everything this guy puts up on Facebook, you share.
I share, yes.
Why?
Because he's promoting a downtown Trenton business mm-hmm. that I wholeheartedly also support as much as I can. And
what is that business?
It is the Big Easy downtown on Warren Street. And now they're open. They
right.
do takeout. They do outdoor seating.
They're great. I love everything about Big Easy.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
So
I love their whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
They just spill out onto the sidewalk with their stuff.
That's right.
I love it. So here's how it happened. So we went out to a brewery, you
mm-hmm.
and I,
mm-hmm.
and they had...
They didn't have a food truck.
They did not have a food truck.
At the time
that
we were
there. That's right.
We were there in the day.
Mm.
And they said, but you have to order food according to Pennsylvania law, blah, 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 whatever the laws are now. So what we'll do is we'll charge your card $1.
Right.
That covers them. And we'll offer you what we have.
Yes.
Which was a Lunchable.
Lunchable. Pizza Lunchable.
Pizza.
Stop laughing, Joe. How dare you.
I said, I'll pass. But Frank's like, no, I'll take it.
Bring it, baby. Bring it.
Bring the
three
Lunchable.
Mini pizzas, and they were delicious. They were freaking delicious. Oh, Joe, I think your ride is here.
It is.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, but so I filmed it.
Yeah.
And because I share everything
right.
that Joe posts, he graciously shared.
Yeah, he shared that and he didn't even watch it. Didn't even watch it. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, we have like a fan here. Cool. I'll invite him onto the show. He's like, who is this?
I think I might have watched like 2 minutes, but it was during my busy lunchtime, so right. I couldn't.
Yeah, there you
I like
go.
The audacity this guest has to just start talking to them.
So anyway.
Couldn't help it.
What you can do is if you want to see this ridiculous video,
yeah, that's also
it's
the
up
site.
There somewhere.
It was on the site.
It's on the site. So check it out. Frank eating a pizza Lunchable.
It's still, it was
loving it.
Well, I had to make, I had to manufacture the thing
well,
first.
Yeah, you build it.
I build it.
Yeah.
It's like a Build-A-Bill. It's build a pizza.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
not interested.
Okay.
I'll save
on
my
with the
calories
show here.
For something else. Thank Listen, you.
And that's another show. But I just don't, whatever. I'm not going to waste a calorie. Okay, so.
Anyway.
So our guest today, his name is Joey Bayard. No, not the Joey Bayard from Fast and Furious. Silence. They'll get a laugh. All right, whatever. Anyway, there's a Joey Bayard in Fast and Furious.
I don't.
It's Joey Bayard. Joe Bayard from downtown Trenton, who works at the Big Easy. Joe, welcome to the show. Yay.
Thank you for having me today. Hello.
Oh, you have a really good speaking voice, too.
Well, thank you.
He does. He really does. He has the glasses on. He's rocking those glasses again.
You talked about the glasses. I put them back on. Just
they look very good.
Just leave them on.
Just for the whole effect.
You look like way too cool for school here.
You can work them. Frank could not. I'm sorry.
Mm. You said I looked like a lawyer, but
No.
I usually get Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can totally see that. Pitbull, the rapper.
I would say lawyer. That's your thing, Frank.
All right. Whatever.
Okay. Don't try and make it wash onto him.
So you are like this man about town.
You're the
outside manager of Big Easy?
I like to call myself the director of outdoor dining.
Oh, I like that.
Is that your title?
Basically, it's a waiter. But yeah, I call myself the director of outdoor dining.
On a sidewalk.
But I'm a waiter, yes. On Warren
outside.
Street, downtown.
Right. Waiters get paid less than directors of outdoor dining.
They do, but I get the glory.
Yeah. Nice. Sweet.
He's in it for the glory.
Sweet. He even looks cool with his mask. The way he has his mask, he has attached like a lanyard with a retractable.
That's so I don't keep leaving it everywhere.
I know.
You take it off, you can't find it, then you put it on something, you don't want to put it back on your face.
Right.
So it's just,
right.
It's right there.
I had mine on backwards yesterday, and I didn't even realize. No one even said. It's like wearing your clothes inside out. I'm like,
with that tag hanging out.
I wear a Bane mask when I go out.
It kind of looks like a jock strap.
It looks like a jock strap. Naked John Palmer.
Anyway.
That's one of the reasons I don't wear it anymore. Now I'm self-conscious. I'm like, people are going to think it's a jock strap.
That's why you stopped wearing it. I know it.
That's
I
one of the reasons. Well, okay, all right.
All right.
Well, I'm so predictable, right? All right. All right, let's get into this with Joe.
All right. So anyway, I want to ask you my first question,
sure.
which is, what in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
Well, I've actually never left.
Ah.
So, nothing. I was born and raised in Chambersburg on Bayard Street. That's how I came up with my Facebook name, Joey Bayard.
Ah.
My real last name is Procaccino.
Ah, Procaccino.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, I was on Bayard Street for about 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
My great-grandparents owned the home, then my mother, then myself. And I was working downtown, and it just became more convenient to live downtown as well. So I've been through a few places down here.
What's it like to live downtown?
It's interesting. You know, years ago when I first did it, my aunt who lived in Lawrenceville, she said, oh my God, aren't you afraid to live downtown? Because, you know, people only know downtown from what they read. And
right.
it's not always, you know, flourishing. So I said, the only part that scares me about living downtown is something might happen to me on a Friday and they won't find me until Monday. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, the area that I'm in is pretty much offices. I don't have very many neighbors, with the exception of Will and a couple of us, but we're surrounded by state offices and stuff like that. So come 6 o'clock, I can do a cartwheel down Warren Street and not get hit by a car.
you can do more than one.
Really? Like, so.
Unfortunately, you can't see that on the website.
No, you can't. It's a lot calmer than people think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's deceiving, but it's interesting.
It's quiet, but there are spots of activity. Like you have Smokehouse, which has its sometimes, well, not lately, but it's had its Friday night, you know, parties outside.
Yes.
And then you have Miss Bonnie, who I think is open 24/7.
Just about.
She really?
Just about.
She's the hardest working woman.
She really is. She's not afraid to take a nail appointment at midnight if that's what time you get off work.
Absolutely. So I know that there's people that are scared. I know, like, let's see, 1, 2, 4 people who live downtown. So you, Will, Debbie, and Bonnie.
Yeah.
Those are four people who I know right off the top of my head who live downtown. You guys should form a little group.
Well, Bonnie, for you.
Bonnie and I sort of have, we call ourselves the King and Queen of Warren Street because we already have the mayor across the street, Joe
That's
Festa.
Right.
Joe,
That's right.
Of course.
That's right.
So, you know, we had to have a hierarchy there. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
So and he's the mayor, and she's the queen, and you're the king?
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can now make Will the prince.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he'd like that.
Yeah.
Will? Oh, Will would love that.
The prince of downtown?
Yeah. Will Foskey could be prince.
Yeah.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
The prince of downtown Trenton. Will, you like that, Will? I can already tell his ears are lit up.
His eyes are rolling right now.
His eyes are rolling and his ears are lit.
Oh, and then there's also what used to be Scrabble nights at Classics.
Right.
Like the little spots of activity that are around downtown.
I'm thinking.
You know, before all this mayhem.
Right. Oh, yes, it's Scrabble night and I'm feeling right.
That was great.
Very good, Frank.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So you grew up, born and bred, Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes.
So you did all the Trenton schools. So what high school did you go to?
Actually, I went to Notre Dame High School.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But my grammar school was St. Joachim, then Notre Dame High School. And then from there, I went on to Mercer County Community College, where I got my degree in funeral service.
Oh, okay.
Funeral service?
Yes.
So do you know Kyle Ledford?
I do.
Well?
No. But we've met.
Mm-hmm.
So why funeral director?
At the time, during my senior year of high school, I was working in a clothing store, and friends of mine owned the business, the funeral business, and they needed some help, and it just started off like that, and it took an interest. And I did that for over 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. But in between that, I always had some sort of restaurant affiliation, either waitering, bartending, something like that. So at some point, that was like the second job, and then it just kind of evolved into more of my full-time work.
So how did you fall into doing restaurant work? Was it like something you did after school or something like that?
Way back in the day, there was a restaurant called Francesco's.
Okay.
And that's, you know, my mother was friends with the owner, and we would be in there, and that's like kind of where it piqued my interest, you know, just watching the comings and goings and the in and out. And so from there, I just, it just took off.
Yeah. So do you ever see yourself owning a restaurant?
No.
No?
No, I like someone else paying the bills. I just like to make sure it runs properly, and you have to write the checks.
Right, okay.
So I'm fine with that.
So you're better on the management end and the servant end and the hospitality end
yes.
of it, rather than the business, like,
yes.
I totally see that.
Yeah.
Right. So what are some places you've worked in Trenton, like what restaurants?
Oh, let's see. I did some work with Marsilio's. I managed the restaurant at Roman Hall.
Oh, okay.
Which is now Infinity.
Oh, Infinity Lounge.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Before it was Infinity, it was Roman Hall.
Gotcha.
It was a banquet facility and a restaurant. I managed the restaurant portion and assisted with the banquets. When that sale took over, I stayed on with Infinity for a little while.
And they're still operating Infinity, right?
They are, yes.
Because I remember Edwin Torres told us about Infinity Lounge, saying how great it was, and they have like dance, you know, different dance parties.
They turned the banquet hall into the club.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's
we
a
never
nice,
got to check it out, but
nice,
I do want
it's
to.
It's a nice venue.
Mm-hmm.
Where else? River City Cafe.
River City Cafe. What is
that?
It's on Emory Avenue. Before that, it was Catani's, but that's going back some.
And now, was River City Cafe still there?
No, it's something else now, but the building, it's still operational, but it's, I believe, it's a Spanish restaurant, like a Spanish buffet, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lorenzo's. I was at Pete Lorenzo's for the last few years.
By the train station?
Yeah. Now it's a parking lot, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
We missed that place.
Yeah.
Got away from us.
We never got there.
Checkers is really my first downtown position.
Oh, okay.
Checkers Food and Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Are they open now or are they waiting?
No, he's waiting until he can get 50% capacity.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he still has to do social distancing and spacing and all that stuff.
It's, right.
It's a whole new normal now in this industry, so.
And it is a small space.
Fairly.
You know, it's narrow and...
Yeah. It's long and skinny, so...
Yeah.
I love Checkers.
We first tried Checkers on a Patriots week when they did the pub crawl.
The pub crawl, sure.
And I was like, how did we miss this place? And then we went back with Will for lunch one day. Remember?
With Will, my buddy Christian.
Right.
Brad Butler.
Of
The five of us.
Yeah. So that was a cool place. I like that.
Good times.
Can't wait to see it back.
How long are you at Big Easy now?
Since the outdoor opening.
Really?
Outdoor dining.
How'd you hook up with them?
That's a funny story. Because years ago, the Maxine's building was owned by the Pontani family.
Okay.
It was Casalito. So the granddaughter of one of the old owners went on to become a burlesque star. So they did a show about a driving Jersey, did a show about her coming home. Oh. And I'm friends with her, Angie mm-hmm. Pontani. In that show, they revisit her grandfather's old building, which mm-hmm. is now, what at that time, Ula Bala had it as Big Easy. And I was working another job. I was working in a hair salon.
You?
Yes.
Really?
I have no hair, but I was mm-hmm. in a hair salon.
What business do you have working in a hair salon? Just well, torture?
It was, look, being bald, it wasn't chemicals, I can tell you that much. So the hair salon I worked at was actually a relative of Angie's also, Larry. So throughout the show, you know, and there's little clips, and when it finally aired, I was in the hotel bar with a friend of mine, and I had never met Ula Bala, and he, from across the bar, he said, "Were you just on a TV show?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yeah." He said, I was on there too. There was a clip at the end." And he said, "What are you doing right now?" In the clip, mm-hmm. They say, "What have you done?" I said, "Besides the hair." And I said, "Well, restaurants, you know, stuff like that." So he said, "Oh, I saw you work in restaurants." He said, "Are you working right now?" As at the time, I wasn't. It was really like a perfect question. And I said, "No." I said, "As a matter of fact, I just started looking for work." He said, "Well, come in Monday and train." He didn't even know
just
my
like that?
Just like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even think he knew my last name. He recognized me from the show. I mm-hmm. said I did restaurant work. And he said, "Well, come in Monday and train." He said, "You know anything about point of sale systems?" I said, "Yeah, I had like three different ones that I already knew of." He said, "Come in Monday and train." Huh? I said, "Okay." So I went back to my friend. "What did he say?" I said, "I just got a job." And she said, "Where?" And I said, "Across the street at Big Easy." She said, "Well, who is he?" I said, "My God, I don't even know his name." So
you don't know his name. He doesn't know your name.
No, and I said, "Thank you. I'll see you Monday." And then I went back over and I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but who are you?" And that's when he said, "Well, I'm Ula Bala Sababu." I said, "Well, okay, never nice to meet you officially." And that was back in, I think, 13.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I was with him for a couple years there. The building was sold. We both did some different things. He came back to Warren Street at 111, which was the old Rainbow Chinese food.
Right.
I opened with him there. That was a couple years back. And then I had gotten a full-time position at another location. With all this going on, you know, everyone was unemployed. So when the outdoor dining became available, you know, to the restaurant industry, he called me up. He said, "You want to come back?"
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Yes, please," because I was bored out of my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not used to sitting around. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so collectively over the last 7 years, I've been with him.
You know, wow.
On and off. There's been some little mm-hmm. little openings in between, but yeah.
Now, I want to have him on the show, but I need help with the name. Mm-hmm. I need help pronouncing that name. How do you say it? Do it slow.
Ula Bala Sababu.
Ula Bala Sababu.
Ula Bala.
Ula Bala
Sababu.
Sababu.
Ula Bala.
Yes.
Sabalo. I think I have to see it written because I'm not going to remember it.
No, it's actually it's easier if I tell you because you see it written, you won't think it's pronounced that way.
Ula does it have Bala. Like? Does it have like little things over the letters and stuff?
No, but it just doesn't look the Ula way
Bala.
It sounds.
Yes. Ula Bala.
Ula Bala.
Yes.
Ula Bala.
Sabalu.
Sababu.
Sababu. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare.
I have to write it phonically.
Yeah, exactly.
Or phonetically.
Yeah. Mm. In the beginning, I couldn't pronounce it either, so I just started calling him Bala.
Oh. Okay.
And he was okay with that?
Yeah. Mm. That's,
so if I walked and said, "Hey, Bala, how's it going?" He would know you probably.
I think
probably
you need to, like, establish.
He would probably know where you got it. I think I'm the only one that calls him that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm another bald white guy. Yeah. We all look alike.
Yeah, he might be confused. He might think you're coming to work.
It's like, a little different.
Oh, I can make trouble for you then.
He cloned.
Hey, listen, I quit, Bala.
And then I come through the other door and he's like, "What are you doing here?"
He just quit. Wait a minute. So how's it going outdoor dining? How's
It's going nicely. I mean, it's a little slow. You know, mm-hmm. it's an odd time for everyone. You know, mm-hmm. you know, the downtown business, especially restaurants, they rely a lot on the state workers. Mm-hmm. And there's only a certain amount of time you can make your money during the day for them. With the state workers not really back at full capacity, mm-hmm. it's been difficult, you know. It's hard.
So you hear that, Trenton residents?
Yeah.
Get out and support your local businesses. Don't leave it to the state. They leave. They
That's
take
right.
their money with them.
Right.
Anyway.
It's a whole other show.
And a lot of the offices are still like on rotations, like where they only go in a couple days a week. And, you know, and a lot of people are still working satellite from home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, it cuts out a lot of the foot traffic that would normally just be walking by and say, "Oh, let's stop in."
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been difficult for a lot of the businesses downtown. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason why, you know, I do, like you said, you saw me promoting Trenton. Mm-hmm. It's not always just, you know, where I'm working.
Right.
I make a point to try and give everybody that's down there a little bit of play on my page. Because if one day you come to me, the next day you can go to the next guy. And you're going to come back and forth.
Sure.
You're going to like a little bit of everything. You're going to keep that circle moving.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. As an individual, you can't, first of all, you probably can't eat out every night, and you might not want to go to the same place every time you eat out. Right. So you have to, if everyone just splits the wealth, everyone can mm-hmm. sustain this until everyone's back in business again.
Absolutely.
So
Joe, working in restaurants, I would imagine it's almost like working with some artists, right?
It can be.
You ever had a restaurant owner or fellow worker?
Customer.
Or even a customer that you've had a maybe hard to handle?
There's been a few along the way. One that sticks out of my mind right now, when I was working at the hotel, I was the bartender and the bar manager, but I would also handle food service at the bar. So this woman could not decide what she wanted, and I had a full bar. It was lunchtime on a Friday, pay week. You know, things were thriving. You know, I mean, everybody's just at full force, and she wanted me to go through each item. And so I'm painstakingly doing this, people are waving empty glasses. I worked alone. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would run back, run forth. So she finally decides on a salad that had fried chicken strips mm-hmm. on the top.
Okay.
Now, it was clearly written, and I explained, you know, the only question about that was what kind of dressing. So when it finally comes out, she's like, oh, my God, the chicken's fried. Well, I lost it because, I spent like 20 minutes with her. Like, you know, I was so backed up. I said, it said fried right there, and I told you fried. Oh, I wasn't paying attention, and I saw red. I didn't see any like faces. I didn't see anything around me. Mm-hmm. I saw that plate, and I grabbed the plate and with the food and everything, and I just threw the whole plate right in the garbage in front of her. And I said, I guess you're going to pick something else, and I walked away.
Oh, my God.
Because
she
spent so much time of my time that I could never get back again.
What'd she do? What did she do to that?
She didn't do anything. She just kind of sat there for about 10 seconds with her jaw hanging. And the people all around her knew what she was like, and that's why they never invited her to lunch.
Oh, there you go.
Because they understood, and I knew this group, mm-hmm. and I had met this person before, and it was just amazing. And everybody was laughing, and they went, oh, I was about to say her name. You got what? And I said, what's that mean? This is why we don't take her, because she drives everybody nuts.
Wow.
And I said, but I specifically, and she decided she couldn't have fried food. And the one guy, Johnny, said, I never saw a plate fly through the air and directly into the garbage the way you did. It was like a Frisbee. I just grabbed it. And
all the food stayed on.
It did. It didn't even move. The whole thing just tipped beautifully right into the can. And then she decided, like, on a cheesesteak. Like, something
totally
much
not
more healthy.
Okay. Yeah, there's no grease in that.
No.
Or cholesterol.
No.
And she got fries. Then they're fried. So I was...
Yeah.
Wait, she got fries with the cheesesteak?
Of course, but she didn't want fried chicken. So
it's
things like that. I mean, you don't always get customers. Like, I have to say, in the 30 years, pretty much off and on, that I've been in the restaurant hospitality industry, I've had more nice customers than I have bad.
Right.
I would imagine so. Yeah, I would imagine.
You get a couple that, like, when they leave, like, you pray they find another place to go. But for the most part, mm-hmm. They're good people.
Now, Christina, you've worked in retail. Can you see yourself doing something like that with a customer?
Well, I always have this dream of, like, I'd love to be a bartender because I love the idea of mixology and cocktails and the glasses and all that stuff. But he's like, you would not want to work the hours that a bartender would want to work. And I also like the interaction. Like, not when it's crazy busy. I might like that too because I like being busy.
Right.
But I like seeing people and knowing them on a certain level and all of that. But he's like, you would want to work your, like, I'll just come in when I feel like coming in. Is that okay?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Like, no. I feel like bartending tonight. Let me go. He's like, this is not the job.
Everything you like about bartendering has to do with the interaction at the bar. So why not just go to a bar?
I know. See, this is something I've discovered in the recent past. I think how many years? Maybe the last 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years.
We always
years.
Used to go out to eat and we'd or go for a drink and sit in like a cozy table. Mm-hmm. But then I discovered sitting at the bar is where you really get to meet people and you get to talk to people, even if it's just the bartender and no one else. Like, there's this whole other scene going on. It's so much more social, and that's what I'm really missing a lot.
Yeah,
that. This the whole new world sitting at that bar. I'd rather even eat at the bar than sit at a table.
Yeah.
So I miss that, but that's the part of it.
But you didn't answer my question at
what
all.
What was the question?
My question was, you've worked in retail. You know how annoying customers can be. Mm-hmm. Can you see yourself acting the way Joe acted with that plate?
Oh, I could totally get that. Would
you? But he actually did it.
I was even surprised myself.
I don't know. I don't know if I get...
You think I could do that? You think I would do that?
Yes.
I've done it at Starbucks, when I worked at Starbucks way back.
Yeah, you take the drinks away from them and throw them away.
I refuse to give them a drink. You have somebody come in. I'm working at the bar at Starbucks.
He was like a weird... like coffee Nazi, because when you
a weird coffee Nazi, not just a coffee Nazi, a weird one,
not the really like great ones,
right?
But you went to Starbucks school,
yes,
and they taught you how to pair
right
the different coffee drinks
with the pastries and stuff, right?
Yeah, this one goes better with this than this, right? And so someone came in and wanted a mocha
and a
chocolate brownie.
Here's what
and
I
he was
did.
Like, no, there I'm was, not giving you that.
There was a 7-Eleven up the block.
Wait, they have a Starbucks school for this?
Well, when you go to Starbucks, you get a job there. They make you take like this module stuff.
Really?
And you have to complete these modules, like a training.
But you also went to a school.
But I actually went to an actual place in Manhattan.
Okay.
We were living in Queens. Mm-hmm. And I was working in the Starbucks in Howard Beach. But I had to go to Manhattan for these classes. It's like a school. It's totally a school. It's a class.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's that look, if you were to buy a McDonald's, they send you to Hamburger University. True place. It's a real place. To learn exactly how to do what they do.
Yeah.
Because it's a business based on duplication.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Paris, they're going to have the same experience as you had in Wyoming, as you had in Brooklyn.
Although
right?
I do think they sell wine.
Fine, but for the most part,
anyway,
the Royale with cheese, that's Burger King.
Right. Yes.
Or whatever it is. But right. my point is this. Somebody would come in, I want a cafe mocha and an espresso brownie. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you that. I said, why don't you just go down to 7-Eleven, get a Snickers bar, and call it a day? You're wasting my time.
That's great.
And they would love getting beat up when they would come in. When I was at the bar, they would love ordering for me because I would say, here's what I'm giving you. You either get a lemon bar or a walnut muffin. That's it. Otherwise, I'm not giving you a drink. I'll give you a cup of coffee. That's it. I can't handle you. I can't take you.
I like that.
Because the lemon, the acidity in the lemon will cut through that mocha, elongating the finish of that flavor on the back of your tongue for maybe an hour or two after you've done drinking it. It's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Espresso brownie with chocolate.
It
was a woman. Yes,
she
it was a woman.
She was needing the chocolate.
Then buy a Snickers bar. At 7-Eleven and stop wasting my time.
You have better things to do.
I got better things to do. Thank you, Joe.
I got coffee to make.
Beans to
I was,
be ground.
I was
that's
leaning.
Right, that's right.
I was leaning a lot. And you know what they say? If you can lean, you can clean.
Yep.
I had kept a nice bar, neat. I just stayed at the window drinking a cup of coffee. My manager would always call me in the back. Frank, you got to give them what they are. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. That's not the brand. That's not the brand.
You wanted them to have the whole experience.
Yeah. That's well, you right. want a Rice Krispie treat too? Get the hell out of here. Anyway. So
Is there anything that you can pair with that at Starbucks, a Rice Krispie treat? Is there something that
would go with a Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, you could do a chocolate milk.
Oh, please. Then you're eight years old.
Yes, well, we had hot chocolate for kids. We had that.
That's his point.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer waiting food? Table staffing, how do you call it? Wait.
Table staffing? What is that?
Food.
Is
there
part of the wait staff? Food service?
Food service as opposed to bartending, which is more your vibe.
Either one. I like the interaction.
He's such a people guy. You can tell.
I like the interaction.
Right.
I do maybe have a little more favor towards being behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's that separation.
And you can still be active and you're still doing stuff and mm-hmm. you're still meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a little less footwork too because you have only so much space to work with.
Now, would you call yourself a mixologist? Because I know these days that mixing all these crazy drinks and doing like, you keep it simple, it to the standards.
I'm old school. I'm just a bartender.
Okay.
I don't create anything new. I think, the term mixologist came from when, people created some things on their own and mm-hmm. then kind of branded them.
Right, right.
I'm not creating anything new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a bartender.
Gotcha.
Wow.
That's okay.
And if you tell me what you want, I'll make it.
Okay. All right.
I make the standards. I'll make the new stuff.
Yeah, because I go on to this site. I was on the Zoom meeting. They used to have them live, but now a Zoom meeting, it's Cutthroat Cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And what they used to do is you would go to someone's house and they would have four bartenders, this was in Philly,
mm-hmm.
and they would have to make a drink with like whatever it was, gin or it was going to be bourbon, and you taste everything, you'd eliminate what you didn't like, and then you'd have a competition between the last two, and whoever won a prize or whatever. But they did it on Zoom. So I always find that fascinating, how bartenders can figure out what flavors are going to go in. And, like, what's the testing like? Like, are you home, like, just drinking all this stuff and trying to figure out, oh, that doesn't work?
Within an hour, everything tastes great.
Like, what did I just make? I don't remember.
Well, yeah, the trick behind that is actually it's what they call a straw taste. You mix things and you take the taut and you put your finger on top.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a bartender, I mean, you really are not supposed to be drinking behind the bar. But you have to make sure it's correct. So you do a straw test. So,
well, that's tasting. Yeah, yeah. That's tasting.
So that way you can just make sure there's not too much of one, too little of another.
Gotcha.
How would you make a perfect Manhattan? Go.
Perfect Manhattan is sweet and dry vermouth.
There's more to it than that. Than sweet and dry vermouth.
That's it.
Oh, you want to know?
How do you? What do you? What makes the drink sweet and dry vermouth? Go ahead. You have a couple of other ingredients in there, Joe.
Oh, sweet and dry vermouth and whiskey.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well,
okay.
That's
very good.
Yes, I discovered the perfect Manhattan because I kept getting Manhattans that was so sweet, and then I don't know where I heard of it. And I'm like, that's the problem. They keep giving it to me with just sweet vermouth.
Right.
It's too sweet for me. And that was happening at, the last time I remember that was at Settimo Cielo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can say that now because they're not there anymore.
They're not there anymore. Yeah, right. But I ordered it at, we were in a Trenton Eats local. Mm-hmm. We went out and I said, I'll have a Manhattan. And the guy brought it. I was like, it's too sweet. Can you bring me that? Oh, I'll bring you another one. And it's still too, I just leave it. Just leave it. I'll drink it.
Right.
It was just always too sweet. And then I realized, oh, you can add dry
vermouth. Right.
Ah.
With all due respect, babe, if you're looking for that group, Trenton Eats Local, it's Trenton Eat Local. There's
eat
no
local.
Eats. So if you're testing it,
if you're
searching for it and it doesn't show up, take the S off the Eats. It's
right.
Trenton Eat Local.
Right.
I made my wife a drink yesterday with grapefruit juice, elderflower, and gin, which was my mistake, apparently, because I was supposed to use vodka.
Well, I didn't want the gin flavor because I feel the gin has a flavor, whereas vodka doesn't really have a flavor. And there's already enough going on with
gin.
The
gin has more of a bite because of the juniper root.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
And it also had a stalk of rosemary in it and a slice of grapefruit. How do you like that?
It makes a pretty drink.
Nice.
It does.
Very
nice.
I like beer myself. I like a milk stout, nitro milk stout.
IPAs?
No, I don't like IPAs. I don't like, I'm on a hops guy.
I'm not a fan either.
You like stouts and porters?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
See?
Can you think of what your favorite is? Like your favorite?
I like Guinness.
Okay.
Oh, Joe, come on.
He doesn't care for Guinness.
Oh. Guinness, I hate. Guinness is even worse.
I met Guinness not too long ago.
Really? Guinness used to be my burlesque name. It's so funny that you brought that up before.
So that explains the tassel.
Yes. Here's the other one. There you go. I have two of them on.
Oh, did you know how I met Frank? Well, one of the things that first attracted me to him
was his tassels.
Well,
right.
Close.
Mini fezzes.
He used to do the floor show for Rocky Horror.
Right.
Okay.
He was Frankenfooter at the Midway in Queens.
And let me tell you, I was happening. I really
so
was.
So he had the whole hair going.
It was my own hair, though.
It was his hair and the corset. And
I had the whole thing going. I was,
really?
I was rocking. I really was.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this guy?
And then she met me. She met me. I had my leather jacket MC on with my long hair. And she was like, who's that guy? And she hasn't been able to keep her hands off me since. It was like, since that was 86 we met.
And so it goes.
She chases me around all day. I can never get anything done. Hey, babe, you know what time it is, right? You know what it's time for?
Yes.
Calm down. You're way too excited. It's time for a little whatcha watching.
What you watching? What you watching?
I said what you watching?
What you watching?
What are you watching?
Oh, I love that. I find myself singing that throughout the day. That what's the matter? You don't like that jingle?
It's okay.
It's okay? Joe, what'd you think of that jingle?
I thought it was great.
Thank you.
I don't... Oh, okay, it's just not enough.
Thank you. You see?
I'm sorry.
It's a white bald guy
I'll try
thing.
And get, I'll try my and get it's excited it. About it.
It's, I guess it's kind of like the Three Stooges, only guys understand it.
maybe.
Yeah,
there
that's,
you go.
I'm sure that's what it is.
There you go.
Do you like to rap? Would you like to rap if you were able to?
No.
All right, forget it. Okay, so here's
sorry,
what we'll start.
Yeah,
I'll start.
No.
I'll start with this one. So here's what I'm watching.
What
I'm so
watching?
Excited. The second season of Umbrella Academy on Netflix. It's already great.
Okay.
I love it. We watched it last night.
I think I fell asleep. Did I fall
how
asleep?
How are you not into that? Why aren't you into that?
I like it. It's okay.
Yeah?
It's
because it's superhero stuff.
Yeah.
You're not into that?
No, I'm not.
You like Chris Evans, though.
I wouldn't have chose it for myself.
But you like Captain America.
Well,
he's from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn and...
And what?
And he's nice looking.
He's a nice ass.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. The whole package is nice.
The whole package.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
What are you watching?
What am I watching right now? All the Sins.
All the Sins? Yes. That's what it's called?
Yes. I binge watch murder mysteries. And I ran out. I usually like English or British ones. And I ran out of all of them. Mm-hmm. I watched all of them. So now I'm watching a Finnish one.
Okay.
From Finland. I watched...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was finished, no, meaning it's not online anymore.
From Finland.
Yeah, Finland.
German ones. I've watched Australian ones. I've watched
French ones. With subtitles? They have subtitles?
Yes.
So what is that like, someone getting murdered in Finnish?
It's pretty the same.
They just scream.
Yeah.
So still screaming, but with an accent.
You don't usually see the murder. You see the result of the murder.
Let me guess what a typical show is probably about. Mm. Someone gets killed, mm-hmm. and a cop who's already deeply disturbed...
Yes.
Has to figure it out.
Yes.
All right. That's
with the exception of Midsummer Murders, because he's not deeply disturbed. He's a lovely family life.
Right.
So he's very happy.
And what's his name again?
Tom Barnaby.
Tom Barnaby.
Yes, Detective Barnaby.
Yeah, and he's a lovely guy.
He's
Inspector.
Detective Inspector Barnaby.
All right, Joe, what are you watching?
Now that you brought it up, I was on a little bit of a kick. It was based on an Agatha Christie character. Mm-hmm. And it was just about the British. He's a little stocky guy.
Hercule Poirot.
Yes.
Yes.
I was on like a binge with that for like the longest
time. You were
time.
On a and Poirot binge?
I was.
That's David Suchet. That is the actor who plays that part.
Right.
I've watched all of them.
Yeah.
Yes. They're very good.
I stopped watching when I realized I'd seen them all twice.
Yeah.
So I was binged out on that.
Yeah.
But right now, a lot of people just think it's gross, but I can't get enough of Dr. Pimple Popper.
What? What is this? What show is that?
Dr. Pimple Popper?
What show is this?
She's on YouTube.
Yes, I've heard of
her. She?
This.
Yes.
Already I'm shocked.
Her name is Sandra Lee, but she goes by Dr. Pimple Popper.
What does she do? I hate to ask.
Pretty self-explanatory.
She pops pimples and cysts, and it's just great.
It's great.
It is. It's like there's such a...
So they're just videos?
Yes.
Is she a doctor?
She is.
So yes. She's a dermatologist.
She's a dermatologist.
Okay. She's clearly doesn't have enough patients.
No, she has a lot of patients, actually.
And they come in and she just pops their zits?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes it's not just like a blackhead that you can do in your own bathroom. I mean, right. Like, it's like stuff that's like grown for a while and she removes things. And it's just, there's such a feeling of like accomplishment when she's done. And
for
just,
who? You?
A little bit, yeah. Like when.
Why?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Because you're part of the experience.
Where do you watch these? Do you watch this in your bathroom when you go to the bathroom?
No.
I guess I'm holding the phone, but I no.
Again, well, how do you watch them in bed on
again,
a couch?
She's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something like when it's finished, I get like a sigh of relief. Like it's like I'm happy for the person. I'm happy for
how
her.
How long does the usual video last?
They go anywhere from like 4 to maybe 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Well, sometimes they're big.
You know he's going to be going home and watching this now. I know you are. And you're not going to be able to handle it. You're going to be like, I can't watch it.
Oh, no, Frank, it's great. It's great stuff.
You really enjoy this? How long have you been watching these things?
Probably about a year.
And
now there's other people like that actually do it also, but they're not as, like, you know.
It's not as polished.
They're not as, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, she has a brand now.
She does. She has a skincare line and everything. I mean, she really has taken this like to the next level.
Good for her.
But there's other people now that also do it.
Yeah.
But they don't have the interaction. Right. It's just different.
Yeah. It's not.
You got to have the original pimple popper. You know, sometimes these people have had these things for years, mm-hmm. and now they're dealing with it. So you do learn a little bit about the patient first.
So you feel like now, okay, it's not just popping pimples. You get to know this person, then you get to see their pimple popped. And that's probably why you're getting that sense of gratification.
Right, because you've
gotten engaged.
She sutures
it up. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. You get to start to finish. It's real. They end up like family at the end of the day.
How does the pus stay on the screen?
Why are we staying on
like that you're watching a video after it pops.
I don't think it pops onto the screen.
Well, how does it not get onto the lens? Some of it's got to hit.
I guess she's wearing like a head cam.
All right, somebody, so then it gets on the shield then.
No, it's like a pro.
I get it, but it's still a lens there.
I don't think people shoot out like cannons.
Yeah, it's not all like...
Excuse me.
No, she's had a couple that were like gunfire.
Yeah, exactly.
She actually jumps back and she's like, whoa, that
it's
one
like,
got
yeah,
me.
It's explosive. It's like projectile explosion.
But they're not all like that.
Hmm.
She names this stuff like the way she tries to explain to the patient like what it looks like.
Look at Christina; she's leaning against the.
She's not even looking at anyone.
Eyes are closed.
But she does. She tries to explain to the patient what it looks like when it's coming out. And she'll say, "Oh, this looks like wet newspaper. Or this looks like egg yolk."
And it comes out like a string. It doesn't.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes like a little ribbon. It depends on how she did the incision.
A little ribbon.
Yeah.
Little, please.
Yep.
Somebody make this stop.
Hey, you're in a room with two guys now, okay?
I know.
I was stuck in a room with a bunch of women the other day.
All right.
All right.
Let's move on.
What else are you watching on YouTube there?
We're done.
I'm asking the guest. He's a guest of ours.
Can we talk about cocktails again?
Hang on a second. I want to know what else are you watching on YouTube?
I also like to watch Bar Rescue. Now that we've told
about Bar Rescue. You know, I like that show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stuff like that. You know, when he goes in and he revamps places that are completely mismanaged. And
okay.
Yes.
But you watch that on YouTube?
Yeah, you can watch them on YouTube. Everything's
on YouTube.
I've seen
them. I think I've seen them on Netflix. But yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a few of those.
Notice how he's not as excited about that than he was about the Dr. Pimple
he's
Bob.
He's more involved in
it. Well, because I do that stuff every day. Maybe not the rescue portion.
What, the pimple?
But
I think you meant the pimple pop.
No. God, if I had some of that stuff, I wouldn't come out of the house.
You'd be just popping them all day?
I would just stay in and pop all day.
There's.
Let me explain something.
There's something. I just met you today, and I can honestly say that I think there is something legitimately wrong with you.
Definitely. And I embrace it. Yes, that's part of my charm. Who defines normal, Frank? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Dear, this is the new normal. This is the new normal.
This.
Yes.
You know what? I think she's right. I'm already thinking about, can I just like sneak a peek at this thing? While
I know
talking?
You're going to watch this. Oh, my God. Of course. I'm not.
If you find me passed out on the bathroom floor, you'll know why.
Maybe you should watch it in bed. So if you do pass out, you just
at least I'm already have a pillow.
Yeah, that way you don't hit your head or anything.
Right. Mm.
Oh.
I guess we're done with what you're watching.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've done that to death.
What were we watching
Let's
again?
Leave that alone. I don't remember.
You're watching Pimple Popping.
Yes.
I'm watching Umbrella Academy, and you're watching All the Sins.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that completes what you're watching.
What you watching?
What are you watching?
Just an off question. Do you know who bought Maxine's now?
The people from Mediterra.
Yes,
Princeton.
That's correct.
They call themselves the Momo Brothers.
Yes, that's correct.
They have a couple of locations in Princeton. I know one is Mediterra, I think.
Enoterra.
Mediterra.
Yeah, it was Mediterra, and they also have Enoterra in Kingston.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That one I didn't know about. I think they also have Teresa's.
Oh
really?
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. That was secondhand information, but I knew they have a couple locations in that area. I am excited about it because, again, it's another place to come downtown.
Right.
Exactly.
It keeps the traffic moving.
Mm-hmm.
They have a different flair, you know, to what they do.
Right.
So, you know, in my little square, you know, we have a little bit of everything. I mean, I'm working at a soul food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Next door, I have Delia's Empanadas, so I have Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up one the other way, you have Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
You have smoked food at Smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I got Starbucks right there.
Word.
When Checkers opens,
Checkers, you have the burgers. Columbus Pizza is right there. I mean, like, those two blocks of Warren Street really have, like, everything you need.
And Arlie's, too.
Arlie's yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're a vegan.
Yes.
Just so you know, to bring it back to Momo. The Terra Momo.
I thought you were going to bring it back to me. I thought you were bringing it to the pimple.
Oh, who's obsessed now?
No, you said bringing it
Listen,
back.
Listen, I'm an adult.
I had a little panic here.
I'm an adult, okay? The Terra Momo Bakery is at the Trenton Farmers Market.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. I think that's another location that they have.
Yeah, Terra Momo Bread Company.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I think it'll be a nice addition. It'll be something different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about like the variety, having a nice variety of different foods. Like,
exactly.
I like being home and saying, "What do you want? Do you want Spanish food? Do you want Jamaican food?"
Yeah.
The one food that we usually don't request is Italian food.
I was just going to say, because you feel that, you know, if you can make it at home, why go out and get it?
Italian food is like, I grow up with Italian
food. Plus we're Italian. We had macaroni every day.
Yeah, but I do love pizza. And actually, I love tomato pie.
Yes.
Because I never had that until we came to Trenton. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is kind of like Brooklyn pizza, because it's a thin crust.
Yes.
Right.
It's not gobs of cheese, like, dripping all over the place. It's really, like, my favorite way of having pizza. I love that.
I like how you called it macaroni.
Macaroni. Because or ronies.
Growing up, everything was macaroni.
Yeah, macaroni.
And then it became pasta.
Right.
And then, like, fancy. You know, and then, like, now they have, like, all the names. Like, who knew? Like, the Gemelli, the yeah. Orecchio's. Like,
it was just macaroni.
It was macaroni. It was whatever box they pulled off the shelf right. and threw in the water.
Exactly.
Right. Ronzoni.
Ronzoni. Now,
did you call it gravy or did you call it sauce?
Sauce.
Yeah.
Finally.
Gravy's brown.
And sauce is red.
On, right. Yes. Exactly.
You don't okay. put sauce on turkey. You put gravy on turkey. You put sauce on macaroni.
Macaroni. Right.
Ridiculous. Okay. What is your ideal slice of pizza? What does it look like? What does it taste like?
I'm a Sicilian fan.
Oh.
Oh, you like the square pizzas.
I like Sicilian.
So you like the thick crust.
I do.
Do you?
I grew up in Chambersburg, so I had Di Lorenzo's. So that's okay. Mm-hmm. So that's always the thin crust tomato pie. You said Italian food, like you don't make it all the time because you make it.
Yeah.
So the Di Lorenzo's pie was like common, you know, for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I was going to get something different, I would go toward the Sicilian.
Right.
Just because it's not something I had all the time.
Right, see, now, exactly. Which Di Lorenzo's? The one on Hudson and Swan?
Hudson Street, yes.
So, yeah. Where Gary Amico was?
Yes.
Okay.
When Sammy and I went to high school together.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. And yeah. Sammy has a similar look of ours, too.
I know. Yes. He's bald, too.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit older than me, but we won't talk about that.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
Oh, are you really?
No.
I am. Yes.
You know what? I thought you were like 38.
In my mind, I am, yes. So then, you caught on to that.
But then you were starting to say, but I've been here 30 years, and I'm like doing the math. I'm like, well, then it's got to be older, but it can't be. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
I do. Mm-hmm. The only bad part about this is I'm 5 years older than him.
That's not
bad. But you don't look it either.
Yeah.
I thought you were my age.
And I'm the oldest person in the room.
You wouldn't believe how old she is.
We don't discuss a woman's age, Frank.
No, it's all right. I'm 60.
No.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
Yeah.
That's like, God bless you. What root are you eating? Because I want to eat the same.
Yeah, I drink wine a lot. I love a cocktail. Mm-hmm. I eat good food. I'm not a vegan or anything like really extreme. I just, I try to eat good food.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of preserved food and stuff like that. And I enjoy, and the biggest thing is I pray every day.
And you just keep moving.
You gotta feed the soul, too.
And you just keep moving. Don't stop moving. Don't stop moving.
Right.
Just keep going. Don't.
No, you can become too complacent.
Yeah, don't slow down, because my father says, you better slow down. You know, spring chicken. I'm like, no, I'm not going to slow down, because then things start to rust and seize up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen on its own anyway, so.
No way.
Eventually.
Excuse me. Have you met Joe Festa?
You know
he's in his 80s.
As a matter of fact, he's going to be 85 in October.
Okay, thank you. So there. Talking. All right.
When's
so
his
there you
birthday?
Go.
We should have like a celebration.
I'll find out. I know it's in October.
It breaks down if you let it break down.
Don't.
That's correct, yeah.
Thank you. He's 85 years old, that guy. He's putting everybody to shame.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic.
He's great. And in between his customers, like he'll be outside, he has his hand weights.
Yeah.
And he does stuff.
He's also such a social guy.
He is. Yes.
They say that exercise is important, eating right is important, but the main thing that keeps you young is social interaction.
Yeah. He's celebrating 60 years on Warren Street.
Wow.
When is that?
It's this year.
It's got to be celebrated.
It's this year, yeah. It's 60 years that he's on Warren Street. He worked with another gentleman. The barbershop was across the street. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that partnership ended. Maybe the gentleman passed away or moved. But then the building that Joe's in now became available. And he just went from one side of the street to the other. And he's been there 60 years.
Wow. In that same location. Yeah. Wow. That has to be celebrated.
Yeah.
I say we do a special show where we gather interviews from everybody else talking about their favorite Joe Festa moment.
That's a great idea.
You know, and recently I posted a picture on my page about him celebrating 60 years and just the comments that were coming, you know, because I posted it from State Barbershop. Mm-hmm. People I didn't even know sending congratulations and, oh, you gave me my first haircut and stuff like that. So I like using my social media for everything downtown, any good causes.
Right, to promote. I just got the chills.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Would you like to stick around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. Unfortunately, we don't have any pimple popping videos. However, when you do find us on those social media platforms, like us, share us, love us, like us several hundred thousand times. I'm not sure if you could do that more than once, but you can definitely try. TrentonWaves.com. Yes?
And if you have gotten a postcard from us.
Oh, yes.
About your
house looking nice. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm trying to think of what they call that again. Oh, curb appeal. Couldn't think of that term.
It's okay.
About your curb appeal.
Right.
Make sure you go on the website and
leave us your name and your email address.
Yes, I'm going to have other events coming up as we move into the fall. We want to have a fall decor initiative and award prizes and also Christmas lights coming up in Christmas with prizes and more to come.
Yeah, more to come. I thought that was, isn't that Sherlock Holmes' arch nemesis, Mordecai?
No, it's more.
Oh, that's Mordecai.
It's not Mordecai.
Who's Mordecai?
Mordecai is in Esther. He was.
No, I know who Mordecai is in the Bible. Isn't there a Mordecai?
Moriarty.
Moriarty, and what's his brother's name?
I never remember his brother's name. It's not something with an M.
It's not Mordecai?
No.
I
have to look.
Podcastia, if you know what that is, just email us because that's going to bug me.
I'm looking it up on my phone.
I want to see if Podcastia knows their stuff.
Who remembers Funk and Wagnalls?
She calls Google Funk and Wagnalls.
Do they still make them anywhere?
I don't think so.
Are they still in business anymore?
I don't know.
We should do a GoFundMe for Funk and Wagnalls.
Let's bring that back.
What was the
Let's bring Funk and Wagnalls.
The other one was Britannica?
Yes, Encyclopedia.
Yes.
FunkandWagnalls.com for anything you ever want to know about anything.
Do you remember laughing? You probably don't.
No.
All right. Joe.
Yes.
How can people find you? How can people see you? How can people know you? How can people hear you? How can people go online to find out everything about Joe Bayard?
Well, I'm pretty easy. It's Joey Bayard. I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
Is it Joey?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is. If you want to see me, you can come see me at Big Easy, 111 South Warren Street, downtown Trenton. It's a soul food restaurant. We are in the process of introducing a new seafood menu. Crab legs, scallops, lobster tails, steamed clams.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, so we're introducing that. We started this week slowly. So we're going to build from there. You can build your own if you don't want the whole package. You can build it down. Coming up September 5th, we're doing another outdoor comedy show and dinner.
Really?
We just did one recently with IMD. He brought a couple comedians in, and we blocked off Warren Street, set up the tables. They have their show. You have dinner. It's a nice couple hours.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just it's something to do. All our social distancing requirements are filled. Tables are 6 feet apart. You know, so it turned out good. The comedians want to come back again. Well, the host, IMD, he's going to bring us some different entertainment this time.
Okay.
But that's going to be the first Saturday
different,
of September.
Meaning different comedians?
Yes. He brings like three or four with him. So.
Cool.
Were they good? Were they funny?
Well, for the parts I heard, yes, because I mean, I was moving around a lot.
Of course.
So I would hear half of all the jokes. So when I finally went back,
those kinds of jokes aren't that funny. Half a joke.
Sometimes they are, though.
You make up
sometimes,
your own
sometimes, ending. Sometimes, the half you heard was actually the funniest part. You didn't need the beginning. Actually, what was even funnier about that, I didn't realize he was making jokes about me because I was so busy. I wasn't paying attention, but I was moving so fast. He kept saying, I'm waiting for a flip and a spin. And I kept hearing him say that, but I thought it was part of the act. But
what did you think he was doing?
Because I was moving around so fast.
Yeah, okay.
He was actually talking about me, and everybody else knew it but me because I wasn't paying attention.
So
and then
that's kind of funny.
And then
that is, yeah.
And then finally, he said it again, and I turned and he said, yeah, you. And then it was funny because I move fast.
Now, I have a question. If you come to the comedy night, or even any dinner any night, can you bring your own?
Yes, it's BYOB.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Okay.
Yes, for the outdoor dining or for the shows.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, so you could do, so that doesn't only have to be for the show. It could be at any time.
Anytime.
You can bring your own.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Our hours are Monday through Saturday, 12 to 7. Normally, outdoor dining would end around 4 p.m. unless you have a reservation after that, and then I'll stay on.
Close on Sunday?
Close on Sundays, yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. At least you open on Saturday. That's good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's about that time, babe.
So let me ask my final question.
Go ahead.
So when you think or imagine your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
Wow. The dream Trenton would be Trenton about 15 years ago. Hotel flourishing. Chambersburg, somewhat back to the way it was with the restaurants on each block. Just economy flourishing, you know, people together. So I would like Trenton to come back to the years I can remember, you know, late teens, early 20s. So actually, I said 15. It's actually probably 20 years. She said I was 38, so I lost a few years there. But yeah, I would like to see something like that again. Mm-hmm. I think the mayor was on the right track.
Yeah.
But, you know, now his hands are tied because now, you know, he was doing Bastille Day and there was different things on Warren Street and stuff
that
like that.
That was fun. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now we can't do those things that bring us all together, bring in different cultures and stuff like that. So like I said, I think when we come out of this, you know, we can actually like shake hands again and give somebody a hug.
A hug, yes.
I just want to squeeze, like, yeah.
I agree. And I think that maybe when we come out of it, we'll be so wanting it that people will come out in droves.
I think you're correct. Yeah. Right? Absolutely correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bigger and better than we could even imagine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Joe, you got anything else?
I don't. I just want to thank you guys for having me here today. I mean, this was fun. I didn't know what to expect when I came in.
Because
I wasn't really sure who you were, Frank. So this has been great.
And, you know, thank you for coming.
Thank you for the opportunity to let me showcase myself and what I do to promote downtown Trenton.
Thank you for what you do, and thank you for coming and giving us some of your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.
This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.